The developing story in the East Bay. Fire investigators are now learning more about what might have caused this morning's deadly fire in Oakland. KGO's Jenna Lane has been live on scene all morning and has the very latest.
It is early in the investigation, but firefighters are focusing on one thing they found in this burned out building, an extension cord in the unit where the fire began, apparently the only source of electricity for a family whose power had been cut off a few weeks ago. What investigators have not found is a single smoke detector. They say one would have given three people pulled unconscious from the flames a chance at survival. Their neighbor, Johnny Molina, watched firefighters try to help them.
I was standing across the street as they were pulling people out from the home, and they were trying to resuscitate them and by giving them CPR, but they looked really limp, and it didn't look like they were in good shape.
The victims are a man, a woman, and her youngest daughter, maybe 3 years old. Molina often exchanged smiles and waves with them on the street. The woman's 7-year-old daughter survived. And because police haven't been able to track down any other family, she's with a social worker now. Live in Oakland, I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.